Anton, I'm going to start off by just saying welcome.
Thank you, Pastor.
Great to have you with me.
Great
We've done a
here.
Few of these before. You've been with us a long time, and I've watched God just do some really incredible things in your life and your take. You're from Ukraine.
Yes.
And you're Ukraine, when you grew up there, I think you were about 12 years old.
Yes.
When you came here, it was a different world, still is, but was a different world. But you've been through a lot, and then even watching where you came from, your country today, or this is your country, but where you came from, and what all the different things. And what I'm trying to say is just so many different perspectives to draw from. And I've watched you and listened to you, even when you talk about the things you hear on Sunday, but I listen to it come from you, and it can almost be like, to some degree, a different message in the best of way. And what I'm saying is that you have a perspective because of, I think, your background, what you've had to believe through, what you've stood through. You're one of the most consistent guys out there. And you always show just a great deal of hunger and honor for God and for the Word. And but the ability you have to, I'll hear a word that I've shared come from you, and I'll go, wow, that's really great. And you always say the same thing, Pastor, you said that. I'm saying, no, I didn't say that. I said this, but when you said it, and that's an anointing, that's a gift that God gives you. And when you come into an understanding, and that understanding comes from just being hunger of what that word represents to you, it takes on a different form. We all have a unique spirit. It's like we all have unique features and we're our own unique personalities. But when the word enters into a vessel that's received, the word, it's just like every time it goes into a new vessel, it's just almost like it just gets more and more dynamic. And I've experienced that with you, the dynamic of the message that I share. But when I hear it from you, I just sit back and go, wow, that's awesome, Anton. You should teach that. And so great to have you here with me today. And
thank
we
you,
always
Pastor.
Have a great time when we sit down and talk about the things of God. And what are we talking about today? What was on your heart?
Pastor, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And as you know, I'm honored to be in the presence of a prophet and hearing the word of God. And it's so important to take hold of what the prophet is saying. Maybe you and I shared this a little bit, that it takes heaven and earth to bring up a prophet in the land. And what God had to do to mold and raise you up to speak through you. And the Holy Spirit, when he speaks through you, it's incredible. I've seen incredible words and messages over the years. I've been so fortunate and so honored to be right there so close and take part of what the Holy Spirit is saying. And what I've learned from last Sunday, and I always like to touch base on what God is saying right now. And last Sunday, you spoke about capacity. You spoke about not the quantity of things, but the capacity of one thing, which is, that could be your understanding. That could be in the presence, in the moment of today. You said one of the your message was to take to master right now.
Master
the present. That gives you capacity for the future. And you brought up Moses. Moses has there's a plethora of directions you can go with Moses, but he forsaken and he got away from being a prince because of what God has put in him. And then God meets him and then tells him to throw his staff down.
Yeah.
And what did that staff mean to Moses? There can be a lot of what that staff meant to him, but God says to throw it down, meaning almost like for us, throw down what you think you have and what it is that you think you represent to yourself. Throw that down, throw that perspective down, and now pick up what I tell you to pick up. But now when you pick it up, it's no longer you. It is no longer the same old staff. It is a staff of God. And sometimes we need to look at ourselves and say, this is a vessel of God.
Yeah.
Let's put down my perspective. Let's put down of what I think of myself. And when I kind of like hit the refresh button on a computer, and you turn on and turn off your phone, you reboot. Now, then the next perspective is, this is the vessel of God. The Christ in me. Christ in me. And it's no longer my consciousness, no longer what I feel about myself and how a world should respond to me, but Christ in me. I'm a new creation in Him. And when you pick up that staff, it's a staff of God. So now, you mentioned this, maybe he was hoping for the staff of Pharaoh or the staff of the king, but God says, no, it's in your hand. The five loaves and fishes is in your hand. It's through you. It's better. It's better when it's through you, so you can feel me inside of you. And when you pick up that staff, you have a staff of God. And sometimes we get a perception, oh wow, now doors are going to open. Now everything, just heaven's going to come down. And it does come down, but it's in a different way. Because how many no's did he get? He had a staff of God, and that staff did pretty cool things, right?
Yeah.
Turning the snake, he can pick it up, and then he can put his hand. Right. He was a little bit empowered. And he came in and showed those signs, pretty impressive from a little bit ago, right? From being a shepherd. And then he gets a no. Was that God? Absolutely, that was God. That was 100% God. Was God doing something in a no? Oh, a whole lot. A whole lot he was doing in a no. There was a lot going on in that no. Thank God for the no, right? Because what they got to see, it transformed, it gave them confidence to walk out and say that God is with us. Would they have had that confidence without those no? What if it was an easy yes? But those no's let people of Israel prepare them for that journey.
Yeah.
At least to the Red Sea, at least up to the Red Sea. And what God did with that staff and those no's, what did they do to the people, the faith? And what did that no do to the Egypt that oppressed them for how many hundreds of years? So I've learned in my life that my no's, don't discount my no's. Sometimes those no's are a promotion. Thank God for the no. Because that no kept me from something that could have been harmful to me. And that no is probably saved up for a bigger yes.
Yeah.
So seize today, right? Our mind is anxious. It just goes. I got to know what's going to happen now. And recently I got to know. And you and I prayed and we prophesied and we celebrated a no, right? Amen. Just recently, a few days ago, we celebrated a no. And a days later, I realized anyone can celebrate a yes. It's obvious. Just like Jesus said, and he taught, and he said, well, if someone praises you and you celebrate them, you like them, like you said, I like that person because he celebrates me and makes me feel good. So what's the difference? It's not faith. Faith is knowing that God exists, first and foremost, and second, that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's faith, something you don't see. But for me to celebrate a no takes faith.
Yeah.
Because the yes, I know what yes would have represented. I know exactly what yes would have represented. But a no, it calls on my faith.
Yeah, it does.
Isn't that better? Isn't that better to me walk in my faith? And after the celebration, I didn't tell you this, but a couple of days ago, I realized I like celebrating a no. I like the unknown. I like celebrating because I don't quite understand, but it empowers me. It gives me that power of knowing that God is with me.
Yeah.
And I don't quite understand everything, but that is the power of it, that I don't quite understand it. And I don't quite have it figured out. But guess what? I master today. I expand in my capacity today. And all I have to worry about today, I don't have to worry about tomorrow, because like Jesus said, today has enough of worry. So master today, one day, just today, have a good attitude today.
Today.
Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yeah.
But today have a good attitude. Today praise God. Today worship. Today prophesy. And tomorrow brings new hope.
Yeah.
Tomorrow brings bigger capacity. You expand. And I thank you because that's what I'm getting from Sundays. That's what I got from last Sundays. It's only been a couple of days, but the word is so rich and powerful in you that it transforms my mind. It transforms millions of people's minds. And Holy Spirit says exactly what people need to hear today and now. And I thank you for that, because you're the vessel that God speaks through. And I'm so thankful so thankful for being able to understand that all I have to do is master today. All I have to do is expand in my capacity today. I don't need, like you've mentioned, a lot of balloons. I just need one. I don't have one. I have a breath. So I'll expand in my breath. I'll expand my lungs in my breath. And I'm going to be thankful whether it's a yes or a no. God is doing something in a yes, and God is doing something in a no.
Amen.
And it takes calls on my faith that I know that he exists, and he rewards those that diligently seek him. And I seek him, and I know that he exists, and I'm going to rejoice in a no. So I thank you for that. I thank you for that message, and it blessed me, and it blesses me, and it calls on me to grow. It calls on me to be stronger. I thank you, Pastor.
You know what, Anton, is very, very honoring and kind, but you know what, the message that God gives to me or anyone is because of the people that he's speaking to. John the Baptist said, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And the anointing of God is for the people, because God sees faithful people. He sees your heart, your willingness, and like he does people that are watching today. He knows that you have the heart to be a king, to be a leader, to be a representative of who he is, and knows in a lot of things, and know you did, the house didn't close, know you didn't, you know, get the job, or know you didn't, you know, get the promotion, or no for whatever. But here's something to consider, that we can celebrate a yes, which means you got what you were after, got what you hoped for, and that celebration is great. Those are the great celebrations, and those celebrations come and go, okay? But when you celebrate a no, in other words, it didn't turn out the way I wanted to, but I'm going to celebrate because I know that the Lord is my shepherd. I know that God, the answer comes from the Lord. Men seek for favor of the king, but the answer comes from God. And if God says no, that's a blessing to me. So we can either celebrate the yes, or we can celebrate the faith. And the faith is consistent. The faith is continual. Faith is going to keep you even when you get a yes and realize that yes was more of a burden than a blessing.
That's right.
Get a yes and you're in the middle, and we've prayed through some of these things. You get a yes and you're in the middle of something going, man, I want anything to come up to take place of this yes. I'd like this to be a no and a yes to be something, something else be a yes.
Yeah.
And the point is we can celebrate the outcome that we're looking for, and those are great, and those times happen, and they will happen. But when you can celebrate the no, you're celebrating your faith. You're not celebrating the yes. You're not celebrating, thank you for answering me. Yeah. You're saying, God, thank you for having your way.
Yes.
Thank you for leading me. And what you said is so empowering, and it's really what it's about. It meaning, when you get a no and you say, I'm still going to glorify, I'm still going to worship, I'm still going to praise the Lord, it does something on the inside. As people, we can tend to see God so exteriorly, everything comes from outside in. The heavens above and the kingdom of God is coming and all these things. But Jesus put a different spin on it. He said, you're seeking something that is with you. He said to Philip again, he said, Philip, how long do I have to be with you? I mean, I've been with you this whole time, and you're asking me to show you the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen the Father, you've seen me. I represent who the Father is. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God lies within you. So the mind of Christ was always from an interior perspective. So when something doesn't turn out the way we want it to or think we want it to, we can either say what's wrong, what's happened. But when we say what's wrong, we're not saying God is having his way. We're not saying the Lord is leading me. We're not saying the answer comes from the Lord. We're saying, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. And so we identify an opportunity
with the problem
to believe, which is the blessing. What the word says, what pleases God is our faith. And what we're doing is we're kind of throwing that to the side, and we're saying, until I get an answer, I'm not going to celebrate my faith. I'm not going to celebrate that the answer comes from the Lord. So we're denying what empowers us. But when we say, I thought it was pretty powerful. You said, I realize I like celebrating those because of what it's doing on the inside and not on the outside. But the point of the inside is it's like a balloon. You know, you have different size balloons, but to some degree, you know, you buy a pack of balloons, they're all the same size. But the dimension, the size changes, the configuration changes when you fill it with air. You fill it with, if you refer to that as spirit. When God fills us by faith and confidence, and we say, God, the no from them is a yes from you to me. Yes, you're leading me. Yes, your will is being done. Yes, the answer came from you. That expands your ability to believe bigger. Mm-hmm. It expands your mind to be stronger. Be strong in the Lord, the word says, and the power of his might. And then I always say, by keeping God's word, and then God's word keeps you. Yes. But just like blowing into a balloon, it starts out little. We actually did this Sunday last. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then if you do that again with another, once that one is filled up, now you don't have a bunch of empty balloons, but you have balloons filled with life. You have balloons filled with air, because what's actually happened in us when God fills us with his spirit, fills us with faith, we find favor. And favor is what expands us. Favor in the sense that, God, I have trusted you when my flesh, my mind says, that's a bad thing. My spirit mind said, that's a good thing, because I know it's like keeping covenant with the word. Mm-hmm. I know my answer comes from the Lord. And what I know about the Lord is he's with me always. I've been young, the word says, I've been old, I yet see the righteous forsaken, or their seed begging for bread. God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The Lord will always bring provision. He's given me all things. All things is acknowledging that what we have is more than enough. Mm. It's that staff.
Yeah.
I've given you all things. Doesn't mean, he didn't say a bunch, a lot, many things. He says, I've given you all you need. I've given you sufficiency of all things. And that all thing, what God is saying is what you have is what you need.
Exactly.
And if you will fill that with to the capacity with praise and worship and confidence and thanksgiving, then God will expand that, and then God says, to whom is faithful over the least, I will make him ruler over much. God makes us ruler over much when he trusts us to be faithful over the least. So we celebrate the no's as the abundance, as the fullness, as the volume, and then God gives us the volume, because now our faith isn't seeing what we don't have. Our faith is fixed on what we do have. The guy that got one talent and hid it in the ground, he looked at it because he saw only one. But had he, the word says, the Lord of the money, the king said, if you had at least put it in the bank, it could have at least gained interest. But because you were afraid that you didn't have what you needed, because you were afraid it was too little, and you thought you think of me in a negative way. He said, I'm going to take it from you because you're not trustworthy. You're not faithful. And God was using this analogy saying, I'm proving my people, 1-5, 1-2, 1-1. But in reality, it's all the same. It's not about the number. It's about the faith.
That's right.
In the one. Because you have to take the one and be faithful over another and another and another to get to the five. Mm-hmm. And he said, you were faithful over five when you ended up with 10. You were faithful over two and you ended up with four. If you had been faithful over one and ended up with two, or ended up with anything over the increase, what you would have shown is that you were faithful over what was in your hands today. And that really is mastering the present.
Yeah.
So you have power in the future.
Yeah.
And that's what God says. That's why he says, say of the Lord, this is the day. Don't take any thought for tomorrow. This is the day. What is in my hand? Whatever my hand finds to do, again, I do it with all my might. It's the consistency of whatever God has placed in your hands. You know, you're ministering to people. Well, maybe you only have 50 people. Maybe you only have 1,000 people. Maybe you only have 500 people. Maybe you only have 20 people or two people. Or you're in a house and you're ministering to a couple. Whatever God has given you, that's volume, that's increase, that's much. And if we celebrate God, what happened today isn't blessed by number. It's blessed by the quality of my faith in you. I made the most by faith in what you've given me, and God makes you ruler over much. And what God is really saying to us is, I'm going to increase you in what you've been faithful over. It's like he said to Solomon, when Solomon said, God said, what would you have me, what would you want me to give you? And Solomon said, he looked at the people, he looked beyond himself, and he looked at how he could bless the people. And he said, I need wisdom to bless your great people, your holy people, your people. I need wisdom to bless them. And God said, I will give it to you. He said, but because you didn't ask for anything for yourself, long life or your enemies or riches, he said, I'll give you all of it. Because Solomon was faithful over what he had. What he had was a nation before him. What he could have had was all that he didn't have, a lot more money, a lot more of a kingdom, you know, a lot more of his enemies at his beck and call. But he said, what is at hand? God said, because you have asked for to rule what is at hand, and you didn't think about yourself, but you thought about what I have given you to rule over, I'll make you ruler over much. And that's the key. The power is in the volume of what is in your hand, and not how many you want to fill with volume.
That's right.
And then God gives that increase. And it's how God empowers when you're confident inside and you feel that strength inside. You're a giant.
Yeah.
And you've increased, and that will take you a long, long ways.
Yeah. 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 It's according to your faith, and faith is movement. And if you have a breath in you, you have movement. And if you have a word in you to prophesy and speak of his goodness, how great he is in your life, that's what you do, and you keep moving forward. And that's how you master today. If you feel like there's nothing you can grab onto, you can always say, the Lord is with me. And that's moving forward.
Yeah.
And I thank him and I praise him and I worship him because something great and incredible is happening and only good will happen to me.
Yeah.
And that's movement and that's faith. That's mastering your attitude and mastering that no that can turn into a yes or another no. But what matters, like you said, is the capacity of your faith and expansion of who he is in you. And only good will happen to you.
Yeah. Amen. And God keeps you. He keeps you resilient, but he keeps transforming. And, you know, you look back, and I've experienced this, you've experienced this, you look back at what that kind of faith has done. And where maybe you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you know, you could look at when you first began your business, which is literally ministry, and you could say, wow, look how far that I've come. But where you are today, you say, I need to go so much farther. But think about what your faith did. It brought you from there. If you had been where you are today back then, you would have said, oh man, I'm reigning and ruling. But your faith brought you to that point today where you can say, where I would have been reigning and ruling today, I said, this is almost like a new beginning.
Yeah.
This is a starting place.
That's right.
Yes. Look what God has given. Look what God has done. And to be thankful and to be aggressive in your thankfulness and to just say, Lord, you've given me abundant. How many praises are in me today? How great is God? How good is God? What is it that lies within my power to do, to just, to be a voice, to be a blessing, to increase someone else in their faith, to just minister, to impart what I have? And how great is it, God, that I get to believe to see your hand move in the next level, in the next day? What's going to happen tomorrow that I get to believe you for? Yes. What do I get to believe you for? Because it's all in the believing. And then you and I both know, when you seek first the kingdom of God, everything is added.
That's right.
It always comes.
It always
God
comes.
Always does. He puts money in the fish's mouth. You know, he fills the net. He feeds the 5,000. He always does. And the thing is when we know we've walked a minute by faith, we have a relationship of believing God without seeing. And that is power you just can't buy.
Yeah.
That is favor you just can't earn.
Yes.
And it all comes from God saying, what are you going to say? Attitude. Spirit.
Yeah.
And it creates atmosphere. And when the atmosphere is right, it rains.
Yes.
And when our spirit is right, our attitude is right, it rains. And
yes.
When it rains, things show up that you didn't see before. Things come out of the ground, seeds come alive that seem dormant and dead, and new things spring to life. And that's what's taking place. And I prophesy to you, Anton, that's what's taking place.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
It's the dawning of a new season, a new time, and a new day, and God's blessing richly flow in to and through you. In the mighty identity and name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Always an honor. Thank you for having me.
I always have a great time listening to what you take, your take on, and your anointing and your insight from the Word.
Mm.
You minister to me, you minister to the body,
and you've
done it for a long time, and you're a huge blessing in so many ways. And appreciate you, and thank God for you, all He's done and all that He's going to do. And everyone viewing, I pray that you open your heart and your mind to something brand new. God is doing a new thing, and it takes a different kind of faith than maybe you had last week. It's the same faith, but it's a different level. It's a different walk. It's maybe taking a little longer stride, maybe running just a little bit faster, maybe just a little bit longer in your faith. But in all that you say and all that you do, you declare, God is present. He is with me. He is leading me, and the Lord is my victory. The Lord is my portion, and the Lord is always with me. God bless you. Until next time.